I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Oh, how's everybody doing?
I am so excited for the holidays.
Doing well?
Yeah, you're excited because you're not working.
Hopefully, hate
the holidays.
I'm really hoping that I'm not working.
I'm such a Scrooge.
Hate it. Hate it. The Christmas list is 8 friggin' miles long.
I always buy Heidi stuff. She never uses any of it. I'm such a curmudgeon. And I am. I'm Grumpy Shorts.
She really is. Like, although, making that list, she was not happy.
No.
Well, last year you were on
the... Did you get your little present? Your real little present?
Can I tell her?
You can tell her.
I got a gift card, right? A thing in the mail. A credit card. No name, no nothing on it. No return address. It was a P.O. box.
I looked at the receipt, and it's there. It's all there.
I have it. It just says to Jake Liebeskind and had my address. And then I opened it up. No card or anything. So I'm thinking, like, who could this have been from? And so I posted on Facebook. I said, hey, everybody, you know, someone sent me this gift card.
Cool.
I'd like to thank you if it was you.
One job.
I know. I looked at the receipt and everything that I had put in there, including thank you for everything you do.
It wasn't there. It was just. So I even called the company and I said, is there a way that this could be some sort of scam that someone's trying to pull on me?
Oh my God.
Can I use this card?
Merry Christmas, Jake. Happy holidays.
But I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. It was a very kind gesture.
Yeah.
And you know what? I forgot that I have that and I haven't been using it. I've been using my money.
Wow. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Well, you know, every year, Nicole, you're new to this whole debacle, but every year we generally have a Christmas to do. Who started that? Was it Janice who had started that? Or was it me? Everything terrible
it might have
that
been
ever
Janice
occurred
with,
on the show was Janice.
We had those great cell phone cases and...
Oh my God. Last year, do you remember what I got? I got that... She gave me that horrible... Walking Dead case.
But for an iPhone 4 or something that
yeah,
you didn't
Yeah, it was like
have.
A phone that was 5 years old.
That was great.
Oh, God, Nicole. You honestly, you have no idea the things I had to endure. Yeah, it was awful.
You gave me a good one. We got the farts around the world.
I did a great job. I always was the best.
That was a good gift.
Yeah, I always was the best.
I still use that book.
Yeah, I mean, as you should.
Yeah.
And so does my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old. It's a book.
I kind of feel like I missed out.
You did.
Well, if you didn't get Janice's gift, then you did. If you did, you was like, man, you caught that bullet head on, right between the eyes. But we're gonna anyway. I digress. It's obviously almost Christmas. If you're Jewish or you do Kwanzaa or all that stuff, happy holidays. And I do have a holiday gift for our listeners, guys.
What is it?
I have a little gift for you guys.
Yeah.
Manus is back!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. Venus is here, guys.
But I don't know if it'll be a gift for all, because remember the lady that Roland said that I was in love with you and that I ruined your greatness. She's not going to be happy.
She's not going to like this.
No, she's going to write. I bet I'll lay you money. I will lay you money. Yeah. That we look and I'll lay,
lay
you
me, lay?
I'll lay you bottom
no, bet,
dollars for
I
donuts.
Bet you, it's bet you money.
Is that a Canadian thing?
What do you mean you lay me money?
I'll lay you dollars for donuts.
What are you talking
Timmy's,
about?
Timmy's. Go to Timmy's.
Timmy's.
Who's Timmy?
Tim Horton.
Oh, Jillian. Anyway.
Bet me. You bet.
I betcha. I bet your bottom. I bet your bippy that she writes and says, how dare you bring that old whore back on the show?
Well, you're not a whore. You haven't had sex in like 100 years.
2008.
Do you think if Damn. Do you remember the day as well or
yeah I actually I think I do.
What day was it?
It was in November.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been that's 7 full years right there. Yeah.
Not much has changed, huh, Janice?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm glad we started off that way. I'm thrilled to be back, and I'm thrilled to be back for Secret Santa Day.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Heidi just texted. How's Janice?
How's Janice?
I'm gonna say still a virgin.
Still, no,
say her hymen grew back.
My high. It's that's right. It's yeah. Kettle skulls and tumbleweed down there.
Yeah.
So what's going on down
there?
So
what'd you get me, Janice?
I have a, did bring a present. I did bring a present.
Ah.
That is not. Huh? Mm-hmm. It's not a cell phone case. And that was a nice cell phone case because, you know what, you were really into The Walking Dead, and it was for an iPhone 5, Jake.
No, it wasn't, Janice.
It didn't fit her phone.
It didn't even fit the phone.
It did so.
No, Janice, it did. No, it didn't.
Anyway, I'm just saying, I'm thrilled to be back for this portion of the show.
What do you mean? No, you're back for the show.
I'm back for the show. But the lady writes, I'll have to calm her because she might not be happy that I'm back on the show.
I'm sure she won't. I know we're going to get tons of complaints.
Well, because I ruined your greatness and I am in love with you. And there you go.
So Janice, you got to tell Nicole how this works. Everybody brings a shitty gift.
So that's right. It's basically, it was a $15. It was a $15 we raised. Usually it's $10. So it's a $15 minimum.
Inflation,
exactly. Yeah. And you just put your present, as we have done, on the what we have is Jake sits behind this big Rick D's test desk.
Yeah.
And there's a console. So we place it on top of the console. There's four presents.
Because
we were each very good and brought it. Now Jake right now is doing the names. So he puts the names. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
I put numbers.
No, that's good. No, that's fine. That's fine. Numbers is fine. And he put numbers, and that's where you get to pull. So first one, second one, third one, fourth one. So the first one gets the cream of the crop, and the fourth person basically gets the dregs. And then we put it in the gum bowl, and we pull names. Jillian goes first because she's Jillian.
Yeah, that's right.
Nicole can go second because she's...
What is that number? Is that one or two?
That's a one.
How do you make a one look like a two?
Jake, you can go and I'll, because I'm the newest on the show now.
You are the newbie.
I'm the newbie.
Because that's a two.
Wow. Janice, look at that. He picks up.
And I have four. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
You know what's interesting about this? I'm number one.
Yeah. And I'm number four. So now each person in the order chooses their presents, and then we all kind of open. Do we open at the same time? No. We open individually.
One at a time.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So Jake wants me to take his. I've been shit on by Manis so many years in a row that I feel like I should dodge that bullet.
Huh.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a present by the toe. If it rattles, let it go. My mother said to bake the very best present, and yours is not it. Uh-oh. Jake's.
Wow.
Better be good, Jake. I'm going to be pissed if it's...
And
oh,
then we
wait,
did
you wait?
And then we
wait,
did trade
what
up
did
too.
Jake do last year? Cookies, right? What was it?
No, I had some
he
weird...
He re-gifted that,
yeah.
That glass. The glass.
No, no, you want it.
No,
trust me.
No.
He re-gifted.
I promise you want it.
He did re-gift. Remember?
He re-gifted.
This is not a re-gift. This is a fresh... It's a new gift.
He pretended it wasn't a re-gift. He pretended that he went out and bought it.
Wait, are you supposed to look at
my
it?
My dick! My...
That's it. It's over.
Broken.
Wait. You think it's okay?
It might be okay.
You think it's okay?
There's a chance it's okay.
Look, Janice. Look at Janice. Look, Janice. It says dick on it. This is all the handle.
Oh, yeah.
This is good. This is better than I could have ever hoped. I saw this. I saw this when I was shopping online. Oh, thank you, God. It's fine. And look, it says ick, and then the handle's a D.
Here, you gotta hold it up.
Very good.
Here. Wait, one, two. Yeah, turn a little bit. No, there you go. One, two, three. Got it.
I will take one. That's a good one. One to post on the show.
All
right, who's number two?
Lovely.
Yeah.
Jake's number two.
I am glad I didn't pick Janice's. Thank you, Jake.
No
that's
problem.
A good one.
Jake, I want you to pick mine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
All right.
I
feel so satisfied. We didn't even need Janice back.
But we do.
I could just have a dick mug and I'd be happy. That's all
we can trade. There is trading if you want to trade.
No, I don't. No.
Okay. All right.
You already want this, Sissy. You want this.
No, because I don't do dick.
I don't either, but that's you are a dick. That's what it's saying. You're a dick. Not I want. It doesn't say I want dick. It just says dick.
I just said that. What happened?
It doesn't say do dick or I want dick. It just says dick.
So I'm choosing Nicole's present here. Let's see. Looks flat. It's about the size of a birthday card.
Nicole's thicker. Really hit and miss. She reads shit like French for cats. There's just no way of knowing.
French for cats? No.
Is that what she got? I wouldn't be
images smart. You should not masturbate to.
Oh.
I'm going to break all the rules in this book. Let's see. Okay, we've got...
This is such a dirty Secret Santa.
Wow, there's some pretty bad pictures in here.
It's always...
A piggy bank, a hairy drain.
Yuck.
A guy named Chad. A pencil sharpener.
I think a lot of people would masturbate to Chad.
I could give it a shot.
Yeah. Is that a dog?
A dog crapping. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that one. A squirrel with a bunch of nuts.
Yeah. No. What's the last page?
The
very back of the book.
It's a horse nose.
Oh, that's a horse nose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It looks like, you know what? You know what?
What does it look like?
A wizard? Yeah.
What happened to our Secret Santa? We used to give gifts, and now
it's just a gift. This is all I ever wanted was this mug that says dick.
All right, Nicole, you're next. But I can't choose my own gift. Okay. Oh, no, my gift's... So, yeah, you have to take my gift.
All right. Oh, no.
It's Santa!
And he poops in the chimney.
Oh, I love it! This is the best!
Santa poops in the... And a big...
I pooped today.
I'm so glad I didn't pick that.
And a stress poo.
Stress poo.
Oh, stress poo.
Janice,
it's a stress
I feel like
ball
you know me so well already.
With a poo. Yeah. There it is. Jillian, you would have liked that.
No.
Mm-mm. All right, my turn. You would so have.
No.
Whose is this one? This is from... Oh, I know. Which part? It's a two-part present. But Jillian, did you wrap this yourself? Do I open this one first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, it's some kind of a... Is it a scarf? Okay, it's a bib.
That's pretty bad. That's bad.
It's a bib that has a man.
It's an apron.
It's an apron that has a man's chest with a sheep in front of his Willy Wonkers.
It likes to suggest something.
Oh, I see what it's suggesting, Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, silly me. That's funny. All right. Here is the second part is... You've spent over $15, Jill. Why? What's happened to the show? It is just all... Look, it says butt. No. It says... It's a butt...
What is it?
It's a butt face towel. So the towel says butt face. Can't get confused on which end to use.
So you only use one side of the towel to wipe your butt and the other side
to wipe your face. Butt face towel.
You're welcome.
That's genius.
Thank you.
That's pretty darn funny.
I know.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah. I thought so.
As per usual here on the Jillian Michaels Show, Secret Santa is made up of... This is fantastic. It's a butt-faced towel.
Yeah. Yeah, and then a bestiality apron.
And a bestiality apron.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really something. you know, I might go up to, you know, I might go up to the facility and wear this. for the old folks.
That's yeah.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Secret Santa.
I know. Ah, I like mine a lot. So this is why you can never open Janice's.
Yeah. You know what?
She's still stuck in poo. We were done with poo like 2 years ago.
Oh, I
see. We were done with the whole poop theme.
I get really excited when I poo. Good.
Yeah, but you're new. So that's good. You got it. We've been inside and out on the poop thing. We're
really?
Done.
Are we done?
Yeah, kind of. It's just
well,
it's
know
sort
what?
Of
I've
dead.
Been gone a little while.
Farts,
I didn't know.
The whole thing. Like we've been there, done that.
So now we're into bestiality. That's the new theme on the show.
You gotta always push the envelope. Yeah, I mean, I think you know. See, you needed to switch up the theme. This just goes to show you that you haven't really evolved much.
No, I have evolved. I have.
How so?
No, things have changed in my
what?
Head.
What? Like what?
Just there's
Are you
different.
Dating
there's
anyone?
Different,
or?
No. But okay. There's things. There's different. My head thinks differently.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I mean, obviously, look at how I've progressed. I mean, I clearly have moved on to different themes, different genres. It's like for me, you know, it never stops changing. It changes so fast. It's hard to keep up with.
Oh
you know, you didn't really move at all.
No.
And you're still arrested in that the friggin' poop phase of your development.
Like, no, granted, so, I missed the boat, but Nicole's very happy, so that's all that matters. She opened my present, and she's happy.
Does anybody want a Santa poo?
It's a Santa poo.
What flavor?
You understand? She knows she's done. You know what she's doing there? You know what she's doing, right, Jake? She's essentially.
I don't know. I
she went back because remember when we did the reindeer poo? That was like 3 years ago. We were in the other studio. You haven't. I mean, that's exactly where your head is still at.
No, you know where your head's still at?
No, that's exactly where you're still at. Because that we did that whole poop theme already.
Okay, all right, I get it. As per usual, I knew coming back here to the Secret Santa Day would just be another day of Janice failed at the Christmas presents.
Did anybody else do poop? No.
No.
Nicole did masturbation. I did bestiality.
I did dicks.
Jake you did dicks, and you're still on poop.
We're a well-rounded crew here.
Well, it'll take me a while to catch up, I suppose. I've got some catching up to do, Jillian.
Yeah.
Well, there was our Secret Santa.
Thank you, Jake. You saved it. You saved the day.
I tried this year, and I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah, and it shows.
Good.
And it shows, unlike Janice.
Oh, my God.
Who's like, didn't even, I mean, literally, what would you do, Janice? Go through our old Secret Santas to figure out what to do?
Yes, I listen to every one of our old secrets.
Is that true? What can I come up with? Let's go back to the poop theme. Yeah. All right.
Well, you know, sometimes we grow in some areas and not in others.
Clearly.
All right. Yeah. We'll be right back. Okay, we need a snappy. We need a snappy something.
Can I just tell everybody what Janice was having Jake and I do, though, in between the break?
What?
She made me Google Nutscapes.
Ooh.
I didn't make you. I just said, hey, Jillian, have you seen it?
You know, I was missing you right up until then. I was like, thank God Manus has come back to us. And then I was like, ooh.
No,
what? Can I? Someone please. Jake, tell everybody what she's done.
She asked us, have you ever seen how ugly a nutsack is?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I have one.
Well, I haven't looked in a while, but I mean, you know.
I haven't looked in probably since 1938.
Well, now, go ahead, Janice.
I just simply said, have you guys seen nutsack? I said it's quite funny because people take pictures of their nutsack in front of majestic landscapes like Yosemite or a beautiful beach in Hawaii. And you'll see this gorgeous picture. And just in the top of the frame is some guy's sparsely hairied ball sack.
It's horrible, actually.
It's disgusting.
I feel sick. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get because I did my job. No, I have a segment here.
And now
I don't even want to talk about it because I feel nauseous.
No, I want you to do your segment. It's just you started it by exposing what goes on behind the scene. And sometimes you don't need to expose everything that goes on behind scenes in radio. People can't see us. They don't know that we were just looking at pictures of nut sacks. But no, because you're transparent Jillian, you have to tell them that we were looking at pictures of
nuts. Well,
I feel
that you've changed my mood. And that's the problem. I feel like they're going to be like, I sense a shift. But no one's going to know why, and it's just going to be awkward, and it's like we should just get it out there, what's happened to the room, so that now when I do my segment on protein powder...
Oh, wow.
It's going to be...
Yeah.
Looking forward to that, Jillian.
Well, excuse me.
I'm kidding.
Let's get back to something snappy.
I'm kidding. No, I thought this was really good because there is confusion. There is.
Well, we've done this before, but I found a new angle. I don't even know that magazine. What was it? It's a copy. It was from Men's Health in July.
That's okay.
Practically friggin' 7 months ago. But I found this thing that I had pulled because I thought it had kind of a unique spin on the whole protein powder situation. And I don't feel we've addressed it. We discussed all different kinds, but we never really discussed what your goals are and therefore which ones you should pick. So I like this. And the first one is bulking up, right? If you want to bulk up, which, you know, not a lot of women do, but some do. Mm-hmm. Some want to put on muscle. Some want to pack on a few pounds of muscle. And it's very different than if you want to slim down. And that we have addressed. It's a totally different animal from a biochemical perspective, how you eat, how you train. And, of course, your protein powder should reflect that as well. And what the F are you doing over there?
I'm sorry, I was just writing a note.
To myself. Who?
To just for me. It's okay. Good. So, okay, and so if you want to bulk up and if you want to lose weight, there are different types of protein powder. I'm going to keep us on this train. No matter what I do, I'm going to keep us on this train.
She just wrote the word nutsack on the paper.
So I didn't.
She did?
No.
Why'd she write nutsack on there?
I'm just kidding.
Are you
going to
edit that out?
I'm probably going to edit that out.
Why?
Because it's not necessary for the show.
Just leave that in. That's what I did.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, I know.
I just left it all in.
You know what? I don't even want to go to the editing debacle that I have heard.
I had to do it
because
myself.
I have tuned in every so often.
I had
often,
to do it.
I would tune in, and then the last when we discussed, and just recently when we made the decision, and that it was, and I came, and I thought, I better find out what's been going on in the show, and I literally. I wept. I had to put my head down on my little desk and I wept.
It was that good.
Because you said, because you talked about editing within the show. You would say things like, oh God, I better edit that out. Hey guys, should we edit that out? Oh man, that should be edited out of the show. And it's still living in the show. It's like this living organism.
Organism, yeah.
And I don't, as you can see, my vocabulary is really gone off the... It's living. Nobody edited the show.
I was busy.
Yeah, I know you were. Okay. Anyway, so people want to bulk up,
and if they do,
yeah,
they should get a protein powder that has a 2-to-1 ratio of.
Just stop. Get on. Edit. Okay. Please, please do the show. Please come back.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait. I can't see through the tears.
Yeah, there's many tears.
All right.
I'll go get some water.
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
She's good.
I'm
She's
good.
Good. She's coming back. Sometimes she's got to go, you know, over the mountain before she comes back.
No, I got it. Here we go. So, if you want to bulk up, you should look for a protein powder with a 2-to-1 ratio. Please don't look at me, Janice.
Okay.
Of protein to carbs. The reason is because carbs boost protein absorption, helping speed muscle recovery. But in all honesty, another big reason is because carbs are going to give you more blood sugar, right? To lift heavier, to have more energy. And this type of protein powder has more calories. Bulking up is a matter of consuming more calories than you burn in a day. So that's an issue.
That's the key then.
It really is. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, that's a big component, is making sure that you're supplementing calories, right? And that's where that whole eating 2 hours a day thing comes from. It's a bodybuilder thing. Okay. It's like, oh, we got to get 10,000 calories in a day. You know, someone's kidney and liver is going to explode. But the point is, those guys used to do that, right? They did 8,000 calories, 10,000 calories. Like, I work with a kid who always is trying to maintain his muscle, and he shows up with Tupperwares of food. It's ridiculous. And he just, every 2 hours, is like going through his food because he's trying to keep that massive calorie allowance to keep bulking on muscle. You got to eat, period. Wow. So anyway, that's a big component. So a 2-to-1 carb ratio, but also another big component here is the calories. It's 225 calories a scoop, this one that they recommend.
Oh my God.
Now, I haven't vetted this, I want you guys to all to know. So I don't know this, you know, sometimes when you read these magazines, you've got, what do you call it? You've got product placement, people pay to get their products in there. But this one they're suggesting is Labrata, and it's 2-to-1 and it's got 225 calories. The one thing I would always say is make sure it's not filled with fake fat, chemical sweeteners, all that crap. All right, now slimming down. Totally different animal, right? So we don't want all those calories. So you want one that's going to be lower in calories and lower in carbs. And for that, their recommendation is one, it's GNC's Amplified. So again, I haven't vetted these ingredients. They're just suggestions. But the bigger picture here is making sure that it is lower in carbohydrates and it's lower in calories. This one's only 120 calories a scoop. So as you see, it's 100 calories less a serving. Over the course of the week, that's 700 calories if you're doing a protein shake for breakfast or snacks. All right, the next one is for high-intensity training. Now, here's what's interesting about this. They recommend one that has 6 different forms of protein and a steady stream of amino acids. And their reasoning for this is that, you know, when you're doing intensity training, you damage the muscle more so than other types of training. Although exercise is stressing the muscle. We've talked about that, right? We stress the muscle and the body adapts by repairing the muscle and then making it stronger, creating better endurance in the body and so on, depending upon how you're stressing the body. So they recommend this one. And this one is 150 calories a serving. It's kind of right in the middle. It's called Phase 8. And it's got 6 forms of protein and higher levels of amino acids. Now, the one thing that I would like to comment on here that I don't know that I necessarily agree with is if you're doing high-intensity training, it's critical that you get more carbohydrates. You're going to want a protein powder that does have carbohydrates because you're going to need the energy, period. And if you don't have the blood sugar to sustain the level of intensity, your body is going to cannibalize muscle tissue for sugar because fat cannot be converted into sugar. And you can't just burn all fat. It's physiologically impossible. We can affect the ratio of how much fat to blood sugar we're burning or stored sugar in the muscles. But the bottom line is you got to have some or you're going to, quote, bonk. And you'll jeopardize your muscle maintenance, everything you're trying to achieve. And if you're vegan, we've talked about this one. I always suggested hemp. Rice is kind of in effect. Rice is not very high in protein, but it's out there.
What about whey? Don't you suggest whey?
Not if you're vegan.
Oh, right.
Dairy.
Right. Sorry.
It comes from dairy.
Is there a coconut one?
No.
No?
There's not. But the one that everyone talks about is pea.
I've seen the pea protein.
Pea protein is got a ton of arginine in it, which is an amino acid for performance, etc. And the one that they've got here, although I haven't looked into this one, is a brand called, God, I got a freaking, where is this sucker? Vega. Called Vega. That's the brand. And pea protein is great for you. I actually use it sometimes, and I'm not fully vegan. Or I'm not vegan at all. I'm almost vegetarian. But I still use this one because pea protein is great for you no matter who you are. And the one thing that you do need to be careful of when it comes to hemp is that it can show up. You can test positive for a drug test.
No.
No. When I was working on reformulating the supplement line, like updating everything and reformulating it, I was like, maybe we should get back in there and add a protein powder to the mix. And I said, what about hemp? And they said, just so you know, it can cause people to test positive on drug tests.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You want more or are you bored?
No, I'm not bored.
I would love to hear one from first people with uneasy stomachs like me.
But that's an experimentation game, sweetie, because if, you know, whey doesn't actually have lactose in it, but you know, you'll want to try something that it just depends on the issue, because there could be a million different things going on with your stomach. You could have an ulcer, you could have poor gut flora, you could have a lack of good digestive enzymes, you could be lactose intolerant. Not that whey would affect that, but that is a matter of like, okay, I tried this one and it helped, or I tried that one and it made me feel X, Y, or Z, or made me gassy or what have you. But what I always recommend for people that do have stomach issues just in general is make sure you take enzymes and make sure you take probiotics.
Yeah, because I've had protein shakes before, and they make me extremely gassy.
The whey one? Is it whey?
I've had that one. My brother had a hemp one. And then I feel like I tried...
You try pee?
No, I've never tried that.
Try that one. I tried one other one. And what are you putting in it, though? That's the other part of the conversation.
Good point.
Just water. Just mixing it and chugging it.
Really?
Yeah.
Try pea protein and see how you feel on that one. It's not the... It depends on the brand, too. Because it could also be... sometimes it has sweeteners in it, sugar alcohols, that can really affect your stomach. That could be another reason.
Maybe.
So, for example, if it has like erythritol in it, maltitol in it, because they don't want to have high sugar content, but they want it to taste sweet.
Yeah.
So it could be sugar alcohols that are really wreaking havoc. You want to avoid those.
Yeah, my best friend has like the whey one, and it tastes like vanilla milkshake.
But the question is, how much sugar is in it?
It's probably a lot.
You know, for you, you can tolerate more sugar. For the average bear, they don't want it. You know, you're thin, you're lean. For the average bear, they don't want a ton of sugar in their protein shake. So a lot of times these things have a lot of artificial sweeteners, which you want to avoid, which is like the, the saccharin.
Aspartame,
right. Splenda. Yeah. That's just terrible for you overall.
Yeah.
Then sugar alcohols are non-toxic, but they go into your lower intestine undigested and they wreak havoc. That's why people get super gassy. So you want to make sure it doesn't have like erythritol, maltitol, all that crap in it. Stevia. But some people don't like the taste. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol, but it's not that bad on the gut. But for you, you probably just want flat-out sugar in yours, and that'll probably make a difference.
For me, I don't really even care about the taste because I'm just, like, chugging it to make it do its job and not to enjoy it as a meal or anything.
You should make a meal out of it.
Yeah?
Peanut butter, almond butter, banana. Yeah, I would. For you, you're so lean, I'd make that sucker, like, 400 calories. I'd make a milkshake out of it, out of healthy stuff, because you're small, right? So you want the calories. Not small, but you're always like, I want to bulk.
Yeah, I want to put on weight.
Calories are king for you. That's what I would do. And just avoid those sugar alcohols. That's what could be doing it.
But for the rest of America and the world?
Yeah.
You're alone. You're on an island alone.
Yeah, everyone hates me, I know.
Heidi's on that island.
Heidi's on that island.
I hate her, too, for that.
They can all go on the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
Be on their own.
Good.
So is that... Was there any more?
Well, I have some extra tips.
Okay. We'll go for the tips.
Oh, really? Okay. So you want to make sure that your protein powder has at least 20 grams of protein. And you don't want it to have more than 6 grams of sugar, unless you're Jake.
Right.
Okay. But you also want to avoid all that artificial stuff we just talked about. And you don't have to worry about the window. You don't have to consume this right after you work out. Because after you work out, the process of rebuild and repair is elevated for up to 24 hours. So people are like, I need to fill the muscles back up with glue. That's a carb situation. That's a blood sugar situation. It's not about supplementing protein. So you don't have to consume that protein shake right after you work out. Anytime within a 24-hour period is fine.
Okay. No, that's good, because I do see people with they're just down in the stuff after workout. It's like, really?
It's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not. All right.
Well, and on that note, we'll be right back.
Amanda thinks that she has a segment.
I have a segment. I just want to know, do you...
I'm letting her do it, though, because I wanted to eat, so...
Do you know how to do a handstand?
I can get up there, but I can't stay.
But can you...
Popcorn.
Can you balance up there and just... So...
Nope. Can't
okay,
do it.
So this is where I have a bit of a dilemma, because in the yoga, I go to yoga and I try to just... If the teacher said, just don't ever look at anybody else. You're not supposed to look at anybody else in the class.
That's a lie.
Why?
That's, you know what it is? That's reverse psychology. Because I know you're going to. It's like, don't touch the stove. Same thing.
Well, but it's true, because I try not to, because there's definitely, in the class
don't
I go
elephant.
To.
Don't What first thing you're going to think about? What are you thinking about right now? Don't think elephant, Janice. What are you thinking about?
An elephant.
Ha-ha! Same thing.
Well, it's just because I know that I understand the philosophy of yoga is not to compete. It is theoretically, it's a non-competitive thing to do.
Lie.
However, when I'm looking,
lie.
And they say, go into things, and I do get jealous of the gals, because it's mostly the gals in the class, they just hop themselves up, and they're in a handstand. They're just like living there for a year in the handstand.
And you know what they're doing? Have you noticed? Nowhere does the teacher say, no, everybody pop into a handstand. They just do it all on their own to be assholes.
They know what they're doing. You do have a good point there.
Yeah, they're like, ha-ha! They know what's happening. They're trying to establish dominance.
Wow. You have got this whole class figured out.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this is what, and I thought, you know what, I would like to learn how to do the hand, because not that I want to just pop up in a hand, you know, just in the middle of the mall, just go, hey, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I'd gone back to drinking, I might, but right now, I don't want to. Now.
Because you can't. If you could, you would.
Because I can't.
Yeah, if you could, you would. I've seen it.
Lou can do it.
She just does it.
Yep.
Okay, so are
we talking headstand or handstand?
Handstand.
I can do it.
No. Just, but stay up there?
For a decent amount of time. So yeah.
Let's see.
All right.
Ooh, he just ate. He's going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, what's he? Oh, he's tucking in.
Tucking in.
There's no way Jake can hold a handstand.
Okay, I don't want to hit myself on. Let's see.
Go this way.
Am I insured for this, Nicole?
I actually don't think so, but I don't think he's going to get too hurt. It's fine.
I don't know. He's a pretty big guy.
Oh, wait, are you, like, flinging yourself? I thought it was, like, you already had to have all the points on the ground.
Yeah,
No.
Nick, get video of this, will ya?
Yeah. Don't do it yet, Jake.
This will be great for our Facebook page. Jake breaks his foot.
Oh, my God.
You really can stay up there.
No.
Yeah.
This is the best entertainment, ready? Though, for lunch. I can't even tell you. Yeah. Anytime. All right.
Here
you
go.
Hold it.
No, that's not it.
Wait.
No, it was like 5 seconds, guys. No, not even. Oh, there he goes. One, two. Two seconds. Doesn't count.
That was the second one. give me a break. All right, here we go.
No.
Okay.
2 seconds.
My finger smells like onion.
One, two, three. No.
That's
longer than you could do it, right?
No, I can do a walking, falling over handstand.
No, but a handstand in a yoga class. No, sorry, Jake.
It's all right. Thank you.
No, Jake, handstand. You stand on your hands. You didn't do that.
Okay, so, exactly. So in the yoga, the gals, they just get up there and they just whoop, and they're up there. Mm-hmm. Don't ruin it for him. He did it.
I can do what Jake did if my feet get caught by the wall.
No, exactly. He didn't.
If we were in a grassy field, I'd be walking a mile on my hands.
All right. I didn't say walk on your hands. I said stand on your hands.
So if you want to do it, mm-hmm. I read this Coach Krista wrote some tips. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell Coach Krista's tips on how to stay up. Okay.
Who's she?
She, Coach Krista. I don't know. It's a nice lady.
I'm just going to let you keep talking until I'm done with lunch. Go ahead.
Okay, so pike rolls. You know, I can do these. I do these all the time at the gym.
Oh.
You get the ball. Do you know what that is, Jillian? I don't know if you've done any kind of working out or not. But
the body ball?
A body ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get the body ball. You go into a plank with your feet on the body ball, and you pike, right?
This is so fun for me.
You pike up. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that?
No.
Do you know how to do that?
I don't.
You don't?
No, but I'm going to try to figure it out. I don't know.
You serious have never done that?
No, never.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you should show us, Janice.
Well, I would if I had a ball.
Just use the wall.
Okay, but say that's the ball. You know what I'm talking about. Have you ever worked out?
No.
Okay. Well, this is how you do it. You do a pike roll. The second one is what Nicole just said is you do wall walks. You get up and you go on the wall. And you practice on the wall, right?
Uh-huh.
And then to take it to a step further is you're on the wall in a handstand and you do shoulder touches like this. Have you ever worked out, Jillian? This is how you do it. Shoulder touches like this.
On the wall in a handstand? Do you know how hard that is? Those are called Thomas taps. And they're really,
really
hard. Yeah, and you have to be really, really, really strong to be able to do that. Or you'll get really hurt.
Really?
Have you done them?
Have you?
Yeah. And they're hard.
You're saying hold yourself up with one hand?
You're in a handstand.
Uh-huh. Oh, against the wall.
With your feet on the wall. And you remove. They're very hard to do. Janice is going to face freaking... Oh, God damn it. I'm so glad you're back. Hold on. Get the phones. Everybody get our phones. Hold on.
Where's the wall?
Hold on.
Where's the wall? Where's the GD wall?
Go back a little further.
You gotta go. There it is.
Okay, what?
You're doing badly right now.
Anyway, don't look at my face.
No, come on.
Oh, hang on. Oh, geez, here it's going down now.
You're going to have a field day cutting this show. See, if I was doing it, we'd just leave all this in.
I fainted. Okay.
All I'm saying is, so what are those called?
Tom, stop. Try it.
Coach Chris, I just Jake tried it and all the blood went to my head.
I'm gonna try it. Let's see how hard
Okay.
Look at us tucking in our...
It's really hard. Did she have any dialogue about how the width of your feet on the wall? Were you supposed to do that?
I didn't see.
Straight up?
Okay, so kick into a handstand.
You gonna put my feet there for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Oh, jeez.
So go into a handstand, Jake. Now, okay. Don't go through the window. There he goes.
I think it's like bulletproof glass. Oh, please, someone videotape this.
I've got a tube. I've got a tube.
Okay.
Far, Janice, look out.
Okay, now. Seven.
I can't. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
Now take your right arm and touch your shoulder.
That's tough.
Right. It's harder than.
Well,
yeah.
I did it, though.
Yeah, but you're holding them, like all of them.
No, I'm not really holding them.
Yeah, but he's leaning sideways
I've
on the wall.
I'm so close to Jake's crotch in my life.
I'm coming down. I'm coming down. He got one. Oh.
So.
Jesus. Oh my God.
See, it feels sick.
Okay. Coach Christie is trying to kill
okay,
someone.
So, okay,
it's
so
a really advanced thing to do. It's harder than a handstand by a long shot.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I didn't. Good for
this
you.
This bitch
Jake.
Doesn't like you.
Good on you, Jake.
Oh my.
Doesn't like
Sorry
you at all.
For farting at you.
That was the best part of my day right there.
All right. Okay. What else she says is just practice. Because sometimes, sometimes if you're just always practicing on a wall, you never take the risk to just practice. So she's saying just like what Jake said, out in the grassy green, just go up and practice. Or you can have someone hold you.
This woman isn't giving any cues about form, where to
maybe
look
she,
through your
maybe
hands,
she did. Maybe,
to push, to spread the fingers and push into the floor,
trying to
press the heels of your feet into the ceiling.
You just said you've never practiced it. And I asked
I didn't,
you,
I was
said
lying.
Jillian.
Because it's an absurd question. Of course I have.
Why am I even here?
I don't even know, because Coach Christie is possibly a Nazi, I think.
No,
that's bad advice.
There's more to it. She had some things to show. I'm just.
I don't think so. No. You don't tell an average person to do Thomas taps.
I like that Thomas taps. You've been new, so you have worked out before.
Mm.
Man.
And if you do those, you have to be in a ridiculous shape with zero shoulder injuries, and you have to start with your feet wide against the wall.
What muscle does that even work out? Where's
it's all
that?
Shoulder. It's like if you have any shoulder injuries whatsoever, going to rip your rotator cuff right out of your body. It's really dangerous.
Well, I'm glad
it's supposed to be core, but the reality is you have the weight of your body
on one arm
on your shoulder joint, and it's really really hard unless you have really good strength, like strong ligaments, strong tendons, zero injuries.
Oh, you could pop that sucker right out.
You get
you?
Hurt. It's hard. Yeah, you can't just tell anybody to do that. You should know how to do a handstand before you do that. You should be able to hold a handstand on the wall at least. If you can't balance, that's one thing, but you should be able to hold a handstand for a minute before you start playing games like that.
Good to know that after both Janice and Jake tried it.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny. Yeah, it wasn't my, yeah. But you enjoyed it, though, didn't you, Nicole?
I thoroughly.
You're welcome.
Got a lot of videos.
Well, then I guess the message in this...
Well, don't listen to Janice or Coach Christie.
Well, no, is that don't be impressed... Well, I could say this to myself. Okay, I'm just going to talk to myself here. I should not be... impressed by things people do in a class and think that I can just go and do them. That's probably a good...
Well, you know what would have helped you? If someone had taught you proper form.
Well,
and that's not it.
But Jillian, there's not always time in a yoga class to just go, okay, up to two, and then there's
no... But
then
you should grab the teacher after class and just say, can you spend 5 minutes with me helping me with this pose? Helping me understand? Because sometimes, you know, this is what's so interesting. We talk about target practice, right? Or specific practice.
Right.
So, for example, if a golfer is trying to get this one particular shot, like a chip shot out of a sand thing into a whatever, and he keeps practicing, that's not going to make him better. All he's going to do is ingrain the mistakes that he's making, right? Or risk injury, whatever it might be in this case. Unless somebody comes along and says, oh, Janice, here's what you're doing wrong. You know, your hands are in the wrong position. Your body positioning is wrong. You know, do this, do this, do this. You'll, hence the concept of specific or target. Like, here's what's broken. Let's fix it. But if you're trying to fix it on your own, you don't know what's broken. You don't know how to do the move. Someone has to teach you. That's where education, misinformed action is destructive. You get really freaking hurt doing that. I don't like her.
Okay, but you know, you just said, but you just said, you said something really interesting, and I learned this in one of my,
because I'm me.
No, but I was, but you know how I like to take the courses? I love to take courses. And I'm taking a course called...
Are you back in poetry?
No, no, I haven't gone back to poetry. She ruined me, the teacher, by saying I wasn't very deep. No, this is called, I'm getting my certificate in critical incident stress management. Which is the people that go in when something happens, like...
That's exactly what I want when I'm
me?
Yes.
To have me come and talk
Manus.
To you. Anyway, part of the course is he told a story. Anyway.
Yeah.
This has got nothing to do with the course, but he...
You're kidding.
When you're... God, why? 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 Listen now, this is... But you just said something about when you practice something, you unconsciously are always making the same... mistake, right? Yeah. And he told a story of, you'll know this because you've had some of the martial arts background there, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, he was teaching a guy, or if somebody, some guy was teaching a guy how with a gun, right? So, oh man, let me start over again. Practice.
Thank God I'm not editing this
come
show
back,
anymore.
Come back to me. Okay. This is really...
He was teaching some guy how...
The teacher,
with a gun.
No, how to do a takeaway gun technique.
Okay.
When you step in, you know how to take away the gun technique, right?
Yeah.
From a guy.
Right?
From a guy. The guy pulls a gun on you in the alley.
Okay.
And he was teaching how to get away from the gun. Move your way away from the gun, right? Okay, right? And you know and so they would practice over and over and over again.
Is this everything you expected it to be, Nicole?
And more. I just wish people could see what I'm seeing right now.
No, but this is really good, though. Okay. Right? You practice.
Get away from the gun.
Get away from the gun. And you do it. Okay, do it again. Get away from
Get
the
away
gun.
From the gun.
Do it again. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what happens? So he gets into a situation.
Mm-hmm.
He gets away from the gun. And what does he do? Mm-hmm. He was a cop. I was a cop trainer because I was in with a bunch of cops.
Mm-hmm.
What does a cop do? The cop gets away from the gun and then hands the gun back to the guy.
Okay.
You know why, Jillian?
No.
Because that's the way they practiced it.
Oh.
Every in time, real life.
In real life, he's always going, practice it again. Hand the gun back to the instructor.
Oh, in real life.
Hand the gun back to the instructor. So in real life, when you get into that
fight or flight.
That one. When she is in a real situation, he takes the gun away and he hands it back.
And he lived to tell this story?
Apparently.
Dingbat.
It was counterproductive.
But it's true though. Don't you see how that could happen?
Okay. Are you going to cut all this out or?
No.
All right. Handstands.
But don't you see your philosophy is you need to practice properly. This guy practiced properly. But
no.
When he
well, apparently
into
he
a
did
technique,
it.
No.
When you, this means
it's
something.
Not,
this is
no,
important.
It's not. No, it's no. It's about identifying the mistakes you're making so you can fix them instead of continuing to make the same mistake. It's very
that
different.
That was a good analogy I had.
No,
you're just not going with
no,
it.
No, it wasn't at all. It wasn't. It's about correcting what's broken in the practice and working on that small segment of the move, of the exercise. What you're talking about has nothing to do with what I was trying to explain to you, which is probably why you still can't do a handstand.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.